Hi, I'm Steve G. Jones, clinical hypnotherapist. I want to tell you a little bit about myself before we get started. I have a bachelor's degree in psychology from the University of Florida, a master's degree in education from Armstrong Atlantic State University, and I'm working on a doctorate in education at Georgia Southern University. I am a certified clinical hypnotherapist, a member of both the American Board of Hypnotherapy and the National Guild of Hypnotists. I'm president of the American Alliance of Hypnotists. I'm the director of the Steve G. Jones School of Clinical Hypnotherapy. I'm also on the board of directors of the American Lung Association in Los Angeles. I have over 2 decades of experience in hypnotherapy. I currently live in Savannah, Georgia, but I see clients and teach classes worldwide. My client base consists largely of people who need to lose weight, stop smoking, or gain some sort of confidence. Other clients include sales teams interested in boosting motivation and increasing income, singles searching for love, insomniacs desiring proper sleep, just to name a few. When I travel to see clients and do hypnotherapy certification classes around the world, I go to such places as Tokyo, Japan, Barcelona, Spain, Paris, France, London, England, Montreal, Canada, Los Angeles, California, and New York, just to name a few. By the way, since you have an interest in hypnosis, perhaps you would be interested in becoming a certified clinical hypnotherapist. It's very easy to do. All you have to do is go to my website, stevegjones.com, and click on hypnosis classes at the top. You can either train in person or online. You will then be added to our worldwide directory, and you'll receive a certificate. I was fortunate for several years to have an office in Beverly Hills, California, where I worked with such wonderful people as Tom Mankiewicz, the writer of Superman, Geraldine Saunders, the writer of The Love Boat. Recently, I was invited to be on The View with Barbara Walters and Whoopi Goldberg to talk about the powers of hypnosis. And with my over 20 years' experience, I'm now happy to share with you techniques which I have both developed and learned about over the years, which I believe can help you improve your life. I encourage you to visit my website, stevegjones.com. There you'll find my life's work, over 15 books on hypnotherapy, over 250 programming CDs, which program your mind to achieve your goals in such areas as weight loss and motivation and stopping smoking. And of course, audiobooks like this one, where I'm talking with you and sharing in a very dynamic way the techniques you can use to make an improvement in your life and the way you do things. And the reason I'm telling you all this is not to impress you, but to impress upon you that your teacher, myself, is very capable, and I know what I'm talking about, and I'm happy to share this information with you. So rest assured you're in good hands, and let's have some fun as we now learn how to do certain techniques in a hypnotic way. I wish you well in your endeavors, and if I can be of further assistance in your journey, feel free to send an email to steve@stevegjones.com. Welcome to the program, The Path to Emotional Freedom, Erasing Bad Memories. I'm Steve G. Jones, clinical hypnotherapist, and I'm going to be your tour guide as you learn the path to emotional freedom. And along the way, you're going to learn how to erase those bad memories. You know, Albert Schweitzer said, happiness is nothing more than good health and a bad memory. Everyone has some bad memories. It's unfortunate, but it's a fact of life that we all have experiences and episodes that leave us feeling scarred. We all have memories that we would much rather forget. Hollywood and science fiction are full of stories of mankind achieving the ability to manipulate memories and erase memories. The desire of man to have the power over his own memories has found its way into our mythology as human beings. It is unusual that a person goes through his or her life without experiencing some negative events. Events which translate into bad memories. This is just part of the human experiences. Our memories have a major role in making us the people that we are.
The way in which we respond to negative experiences and how we carry our negative memories shape to a large extent how we interact with others and how we even perceive ourselves in our own lives. For many people, the negative experiences of life translate into experiences that hold on to us and don't let us go. In a very real sense, these memories are prisons that can, if unchecked, hold us back from our true potential and finding happiness. People scarred by unpleasant and painful memories of the past may often find it necessary to do something about their bad memories that are a burden to them. Many people, no doubt, would erase their bad memories if they could. Often people realize that their lives would open up to new possibilities if they could just make a clean break with the past. On the other hand, many people are strongly impacted by past memories on a day-to-day basis and are not even aware that these bad experiences still haunt them. However, the fact of the matter is that once these negative memories are addressed properly, people may enter a new world where real and tangible improvements are not only possible, but are also likely. Historians will no doubt view this time period as being one of immense geopolitical instability and change. It may sound a bit odd, but there are probably more bad memories now than ever. Keep that in mind that most of the most brilliant humans who have ever lived are alive today. The world is not without hope. However, it is also a fact that there are more unpleasant and even horrible memories than ever before. Bad memories have taken even more central stage recently at the time that I'm recording this due to lengthy wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. People in and out of the military are enduring psychological strains and stresses over a period of time that exceed America's involvement in World War II. This prolonged stress with no end in sight is the sort of psychological stress that can take a profound toll on the psychological well-being and makeup of a nation, especially its youth. This is not limited to the United States, and it's not limited to these particular wars. This can happen at any time to any country. Something else that's not limited by time, but has happened in recent years, I've noticed, natural disasters. Disasters that misplaced and traumatized large amounts of people. For example, Hurricane Katrina was a major source of bad and horrific memories for people around the globe. The end result was a large amount of people suffering with post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD. In fact, other recent natural disasters have also caused a wide variety of people to need help blocking out bad memories. There are thousands of people who have lost their homes due to Hurricane Katrina, for example. And at the time that I'm making this recording, there are downward spirals in the economy that have only exacerbated an already stressful global situation. Sadly, around the world, there is just as much of a need to erase bad memories as there has ever been. But even if, when you're listening to this recording, those are part of the past and part of history books, other natural disasters and other economic catastrophes can be coming. So this tends to be a cycle, and we as humans need to learn how to deal with these situations so that we can continue to live our lives in a very peaceful way, erasing bad memories and having a clear path to emotional freedom. Now, when people go through an acutely traumatic period, they often suffer from acute stress disorder or post-traumatic stress disorder. For veterans of wars or those who have undergone natural disasters, it is vital that they receive treatment. Without treatment, these individuals may simply relive the events as if trapped in some endlessly looping movie. It is vital that they find a way to deal with these extremely stressful and harmful memories. Often the problem isn't just the bad memories themselves. The problem is deeper as it involves the emotional charge that the memories create. These memories have force and power. In a very real sense, they have the power to control. They are a reflection, an echo of a powerful event, and so they have substantial weight in our minds. The thoughts generated by these traumatic events are often too powerful for an ordinary mind, even a very strong mind, usually can't handle or process traumatic events without some sort of help. As an end result, individuals find that they simply cannot process what has taken place in a straightforward and productive manner. However, getting rid of bad memories is not solely applicable to people who have been involved in natural disasters or wars. There are millions of people who have harmful bad memories due to a variety of reasons. There are people who have suffered abuse as children, experienced domestic abuse, or were involved in violent crimes, who desperately need help erasing bad memories. In fact, recent medical studies show that childhood trauma can actually alter the physical structure of the brain. This, of course, further underscores how dangerous child abuse in all forms is to the victim. Suffering abuse as a child can literally alter who that person becomes as an adult. In turn, this can have a profound impact on society as a whole. The interesting thing about treatments for bad memories is that they can be helpful for people even if the negative incidents were on a far smaller scale, since all people and all minds are different. Accordingly, different events impact different people in a different way. People often suffer from bad memories that affect their lives due to small things. Not all scary memories are as severe as witnessing the horrors of war or being at ground zero on September 11th. For example, there are thousands of people whose unwanted memories are due to a bad marriage or a bad job experience. Obviously, these experiences have nowhere near the severity of being involved in a war or a natural disaster. However, the individual suffering from them can still use treatments for erasing bad memories and receive good results. In my opinion, anything that can erase human suffering deserves exploration. In the early days of psychology, the treatment for bad memories was analysis and discussion. However, as the field of psychology has progressed over the years, it has begun to incorporate more focused treatments designed to treat very specific ailments. In recent years, the treatment of bad and harmful memories has emerged as one of the new areas of psychology that it's exploring. With this goal in mind, psychology has made some very interesting developments in just the past few years, just the few years before I'm making this recording for you. Most of these treatments are fairly inexpensive and readily available to most people. This is, no doubt, good news. As a result, if you do have bad memories and you're interested in getting rid of them, there are some very real paths that you can take. Taking the first step to tackling these bad memories is an important one and can begin your journey. I want to point out that I am not a licensed medical professional. I strongly suggest that before erasing any bad memories or even attempting to, you seek the advice of a medical professional. Make sure that they know what you're doing and they can advise you along the way. This program is focused on the exploration of potential ways in which you can go about releasing past memories. In particular, I will explore with you the variety of options for erasing past memories that are hurtful, harmful, and preventing you from having the positive developments that you need in your life. Together, you and I will explore a variety of traditional and non-traditional therapies that people have used in the age-old quest to rid themselves of the memories that harm them. People who have memories ranging from simply upsetting to seriously traumatic are now able to take hold of their lives and make serious changes. This step is critical because without it, there's absolutely no growth, no development, no healing. Clinging to unpleasant or painful memories is usually of little benefit to us. For most of us, the lessons learned have long ago become part of who we are. To hold on to these bad memories any longer only invites further anguish and pain. The notion of letting go of memories runs somewhat counter to our collective and accepted day-to-day definition of reality. The idea that a person with a healthy mind can simply let go of a memory or memories is not widely held as a notion. Yet it is possible. Some people sadly accept their memories as part of who they are, and they try to deal with the implications and the consequences of carrying those memories around. Often people do not even consider that these bad memories, which they hold, much like the mythical Atlas holding the world above his head, do not necessarily need to be an integral part of their being. Others see a different way, a way in which they become more active participants in their own lives. They can see a way to actively guide the outcomes generated by their own thoughts and memories, and in so doing, they have given themselves the power and the control over their own beings. Believing that a different way is possible is the key to all progress, regardless of the discipline or field. There are treatments that are available to you for your memories if you want to be proactive. These treatments can help make it possible for you to make positive developments in your life. These treatments have been tried and tested by people around the world with surprising results. Many have found the treatments improved their lives for the better, while quite often these treatments did indeed rid them of their memories. Many people suffer needlessly for a wide variety of reasons. Many cultures around the world have integrated the notion that suffering is a virtue. As a result, many people feel that suffering is simply part of the human condition. Consequently, they may not fully explore ways to allow themselves to avoid suffering. This may at first sound counterintuitive. However, we all know that person that seems to enjoy suffering. One of the key elements that I've found working with people, the key elements in ending pain caused by unpleasant memories of your past, is to simply realize that it is necessary to drop any notion that holding on to this pain is necessary. Continuing to experience and relive painful episodes from your past just doesn't make sense. Essentially, no matter who you are and what bad memories you've had, there's really no reason that you should suffer from these thoughts. Essentially, no matter who you are and what bad memories you've had, there's really no reason that you should suffer from these thoughts. There are a lot of treatments available to choose from, and there are treatments for a wide variety of different types of people with different personality types. To phrase it in a different way, you are not beyond help. If you want help, there's no reason that you should not pursue finding something that will work for you. To quote the TV cartoon character Homer Simpson, "You can't keep blaming yourself. Just blame yourself once, then move on." Many of us are quick to blame ourselves for whatever goes wrong in our lives. We often find reasons why something is our fault, even if it isn't. Although most people remember a lot of wonderful things from when they were young, not all memories are positive. The range of bad memories and how much these memories haunt us varies widely. Most people have some negative recollections from being a child. It is simply a fact of life. 99% of the time, our parents cannot raise us without doing some damage, even if it is completely unintentional. It is vital to acknowledge not all bad memories will impact all of us in the exact same way. For example, something minor like being yelled at by a parent can stay in our memories seemingly for eternity. However, most people had the experience of a parent yelling at them as a child. These types of upsetting memories are common for people, and many people still have some disturbing memories from when they were a kid. However, for people who suffered periods of serious abuse when they were children, these may be memories that impact them on a day-to-day basis and cause major emotional and psychological problems that run through their entire lives. Yet there is an important aspect to all of this that people sadly overlook. Your childhood marks only a small percentage of your life. Allowing anything that happened in those years to completely rule the rest of your life is most unfortunate. Some events may be very traumatic, but there is a very real underlying sadness in allowing the rest of our lives to be governed by something that happened decades earlier. The older that we become, the more absurd it is that these childhood memories should govern how we feel. This is not to negate what happened or to trivialize or minimize it in any way, nor is it to say that you should, quote, pull yourself up by the bootstraps. Since there are ways of dealing with painful and bad memories, it most definitely makes sense to find ways to effectively erase them. Why should you allow the past to govern who you are now? Some people have extremely traumatic incidents that occurred to them when they were children, and these incidents end up making a negative impact in their lives. A major part of erasing your memories is simply having the desire to let them go. If you refuse to release them, you will obviously never get the help you need. When we are children, our minds are blank slates to some degree. As a result, we are definitely vulnerable, not just in our smaller stature. Our minds are also vulnerable to experiences. When something great happens to a child, he or she may be extra excited. You probably remember the feeling of being a child and getting a new toy and how exciting that feeling was. A child getting a new toy lights up and feels a simple, true joy and delight in getting to play with that toy. However, you probably also remember being a child and the feeling of not getting something you really wanted. As children, not getting what we want can be powerfully upsetting. Memories such as these can last a lifetime. There is a big reason that these early childhood memories can last for a lifetime. The emotions of childhood are greatly heightened. Everything is new, fresh, and raw. We have emotionally not become equipped to handle letdowns later on, after we experience negative outcomes, we are more conditioned to them. As a result, we are more on guard and more ready to be disappointed. We learn to keep our guard up and are hurt less easily. But as a child, no such defenses yet exist. Without these defensive walls, we're vulnerable. In short, these early pains sting us much more deeply because we lack the mechanism to cope effectively. Now, if you consider the openness and vulnerability of a child's mind, it makes sense why potentially traumatic experiences can stay imprinted in our minds, sometimes for a lifetime. In general, these early childhood memories are the easiest to remember. Even as an adult, this is true. Even with a lifetime of built-up memories, scary or traumatic experiences from when we were children often control our preferences that we experience going through life. For example, when I was about 4 years old, a very simple experience happened to me that still has a major impact on my personality to this day. One day, my parents took me with them as we went to visit some friends. Little did I know how stressful the day would turn out to be, and how a simple event would leave a lasting impression. As soon as I entered the house, a big dog, a Rottweiler, ran up to me, and this dog was very excited. And in a split second, the dog knocked me to the ground. I was truly terrified and I panicked. I wasn't familiar with dogs, and because of this dog's sheer brute force in knocking me over, I felt the dog was attacking me. Now, for some children, this event might have had little consequence and may have been hardly worth forming a substantial long-term memory. However, in my case, this memory was indelible and lasted a long time. Because this event was extremely scary for me, the details of this experience with the dog had a significant effect on my life. I still remember that sensation of my terror with surprising vivid detail. Sadly, I can still remember specific details from the house, down to the small objects hanging on the wall. I can still remember the expressions of my parents' faces as a very vivid memory, and I can remember what the dog looked like. My parents picked me up off the floor and told me that everything was fine, but the bad memory had been formed. The unexpected shock of the event, combined with my unfamiliarity with dogs, left a lasting bad memory. In retrospect, I feel a little sorry for the dog as I remember seeing the dog's owner screaming at him and dragging him off to another room. As an adult, I realized that the dog was misbehaving on one level. Yet, on another level, it was just being a dog. I now realize that the dog was just excited to see me, but that knowledge doesn't expel my negative memories of that day that I encountered with the dog. Fortunately, I've been able to use hypnosis with myself to lessen the severity of the memory. I wanted to keep the memory because I thought it was actually a funny memory to have, but I changed it using hypnosis. I changed it to make it into a pleasant memory. Bad memory or experience of this kind can cloud so much of the future experiences in our lives. The dog experience continued to affect me during my childhood. Now, eventually, as I said, I would come to conquer my fear of dogs, but for the longest time, the fear remained a dread and would grip me whenever I saw a dog. Now, I didn't want to eliminate this fear completely because I realized that some dogs might actually be dangerous, so day to day, I'm still a little leery of dogs, especially big ones. I kind of think of them like electricity. Electricity is fine, but too much electricity at once can be a problem. So keep in mind as you eliminate fears as you go through life and memories and so forth, some fears and some memories are there to some degree to protect us. Considering that special bond between mankind and our canine friends, it did make me sad that I couldn't have a more relaxed relationship with dogs. But for many years, before I used hypnosis, I tried and the fear ran too deeply to resolve it completely. Unfortunately, my fear of dogs stayed with me and continued to shape my life and how I interacted with my world and environment for quite some time. As years went by, I continued to be afraid of dogs and felt that I had to run away from them. I remember this happening all through my childhood and early teen years. For example, when I was in elementary school, there was a barking dog in the corner where the school bus dropped me off. I felt I had to run home in terror every afternoon when I got home from school, undoubtedly. If I hadn't had the experience with the dog that I thought was attacking me when I was just 4, the barking dog in the corner in elementary school would never have been so memorable to me. However, since I was still being affected by the Rottweiler from the early incident, the dog in the corner by the school bus also became a powerful memory that I still remember clearly to this day. odds are quite good that the dog detected my fear and responded accordingly. Now keep in mind, as I've indicated, if I wanted to get rid of that memory completely, I could, but sometimes it's better to change a memory. Sometimes you don't want to totally erase a memory. This early experience with the Rottweiler no doubt shaped my interactions with future dogs at the bus stop. In a small way, this example underscores the importance of erasing or dealing with bad memories. My memories of the past actually helped me generate more bad memories in the future, effectively creating an unpleasant cycle. The good news is, as I mentioned, I eventually have been able to conquer my fear of dogs. I consciously acknowledged that I had this past upsetting experience with a dog when I was 4. Then, playing the series of events through my head, using hypnosis, and understanding the correlations to my current emotions, I was able to release the fear of dogs. Also, when I was in my early teens, I was able to face the fear head-on, in a very real way, by getting my own dog. This experience brought the traumatic event around full circle, and thereby allowed me to move ahead in my life. However, if I had never made that connection and realization, I probably would still be acutely afraid of dogs. I'm describing this dog experience to you to clearly illustrate how bad memories have a tendency to set us up for chain reactions in our lives. This is part of the potential hazard of bad memories and why we often need to get control of them before they run amok in our lives. All right, let's take a little break, and I want to make sure that you're with me, that you're paying attention and that you're learning something. So what I want you to do right now is, if you're driving and you can pull over, go ahead and do that. If you're not driving, then you can definitely do this. You can take out a piece of paper and you can write down 5 things that you've learned so far from what I've said. 5 things that resonated with you. Now, I want you to keep in mind, they don't even have to be 5 things that I said. Maybe you got some good ideas from what I said. Maybe I said something and your brain took it and blew it up a million times and came up with all kinds of wonderful, amazing possibilities based on what I said. If that's the case, then feel free to write that down. I just want you to write down 5 things, whether they came from me or they're just thoughts that came in your head. 5 things that have come to you so far, either from me saying them or from you thinking them, as a result of listening to this program so far. So as I'm silent, I'm going to give you ample time now. I want you to write down 5 things, 5 thoughts that you have as a result of listening to this program so far. Do this now. Okay, do you have your 5 things? If not, go ahead and finish them up. 5 things, write them down. So I'm going to move forward now. Let's take those 5 things that you have written down, and I want you to elaborate on them. For example, if you have an insight number 1, that I should change blank about myself, whatever it may be, I want you to elaborate on that. Whatever you've written down for point number 1, something that's come to you during listening to this program, I want you to elaborate on that now as I'm silent. Good. And now I want you to take point number 2 and elaborate on that. What was the second point that you wrote down, and how can you enhance this idea? I want you to make it real for yourself, because I want you to have, after you finish this program, something you can use. So on point number two, elaborate on it. Consider what you wrote down as point number two, the foundation. Now build a house on it. Go ahead and write down something now as I'm silent. Good. Now you're getting some momentum. Now for point three. Point number three that you wrote down, something that came to you as you listened to this program, I want you to elaborate on point number three as I'm silent. Good. Now take point number four, the fourth point that you wrote down, something that came to you while you're listening to this program. I want you to elaborate on point number four as I'm silent. Great. Last but not least, point number five. Take point number five and elaborate on it as I'm silent. Good. So now you have something that you can take with you after this program. You have those 5 points that you elaborated on, and you can use them after this program's over. So let's continue on with the information now.